Brethren, like this morning, there have been many times in the past that we have opened services on the Day of Trumpets with someone blowing the shofar. The blowing of the shofar has many meanings in the Bible. Today we are going to quickly review two of the more important meanings. The title of this message is The First Day of Forever. The first important meaning of the blowing of the shofar served as a warning of an approaching battle of war, or as an alarm to raise people to battle. The most prominent scripture on blowing the shofar as a warning is in Ezekiel chapter 33. In Ezekiel chapter 33, God appoints Ezekiel as a watchman and commands him to blow the shofar to warn his people of a pending danger. Today, I'll read Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 3 and 4 from the NIV Bible. It says, "If the watchman sees the enemy coming and blows the trumpet to warn the people, then anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet," and this is what is important, "but does not take warning will be held responsible for their own death." So anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet but does not take the warning will be held responsible for their own death. Brethren, danger is near, and it's getting stronger and more powerful. And that danger is Satan and his evil followers. Satan is not foolish, and he knows that his time and opportunity is short, and this excites his emotions of anger. His evil nature is on fire, and his excitement is terrible. Wrath is his very soul, and hatred for the elect is his very existence. Brethren, we are the elect, and Lucifer hates us. Satan's time is limited, and he will do all he can to consume, ruin, or destroy the elect. Therefore, let's not be surprised if the devil rages against us. Lucifer's evil mind delights in malice. If he cannot destroy us, he will try to disturb us. If he cannot kill us, he will try to wound us. If he cannot convince us to do evil, he will try to confuse us. Brethren, the shofar reminds us to be alert and of sober mind, because our enemy wants to keep us from participating in the first day of forever. Brethren, the devil is constantly active and searching, and his fury will rage differently in different people. On some people, he displays his great wrath by stirring up outward persecution and suffering. On others, he will use lies, confusion, doubt, and whatever is at his disposal to deceive the elect. Lucifer may also attack us with vicious criticisms and false allegations. Brethren, the shofar reminds us that the devil knows our strength and he knows our weaknesses, and this is where he will attack us. The first takeaway in this message is this: the sound of the shofar for the elect is about waking up. Think of the sound of the shofar as God's alarm clock, and it says, "Wake up, sleepyheads, and do not sleepwalk through the remaining days of your life." And now, that you are awake? What will you do different? Time is short. Use it wisely and hurry. Now, brethren, let's quickly review a second important meaning of the blowing of the shofar. The second meaning is this. It reminds us of that wonderful first day of forever, when the elect will meet Jesus in the clouds and then return to earth with Jesus when he sets up his kingdom here on earth. The elect is us, brethren, and at that time we are destined to be kings and priests, and we will help our Lord change this world from bad to good. On the first day of forever, we will begin living forever and forever without physical and emotional pain, suffering, mourning, or crying. On the first day of forever, we will begin to watch Christ deal with all the crooked politicians, businesses, and people who are living, who continue to do evil things and try to get away with it. Yes, on this first day of forever, Jesus will begin to hold people accountable for all their evil deeds. Brethren, on the first day of forever, we will be able to receive answers to many of our questions that have gone unanswered for so long. One of the questions I have comes from the familiar story of John chapter 8 about the woman who was caught in adultery. I would like to ask Christ what he wrote on the ground with his finger that caused all the women's accusers to leave one by one. According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, many people have tried to guess what Jesus wrote on the ground, but no one really knows. My second question to Jesus comes from the story in Mark chapter 8 about the feeding of about 4,000 men besides women and children. My question is, why 7 large baskets of leftovers and not 3, 12, or 0? Why 7? My question is, when God does something, he has a good reason for doing it, even though we may not understand the reason. My third and fourth question comes from the story in Luke chapter 9 about the feeding of about 5,000 men. My third question is this. Why did our Lord have the people sit down in groups of 50 and not some other number like 25? I know he had a reason. My fourth question is this. Why was there 12 baskets of leftovers and not 7 like the feeding of the 4,000 in Mark? Brethren, these are just some of the many questions that I have. And on the first day of forever, I look forward to Jesus opening my understanding so I can comprehend all the scriptures just as he did to the apostles in Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Brethren, I am sure that there are many people listening to this message who would like answers to their many questions. And brethren, on that glorious first day of forever, we will be able to begin having all of our questions answered by Christ. Brethren, on the first day of forever, we will begin fellowshipping with Jesus, with all the other people in the Bible like Abraham, Daniel, Ruth, King David, and all the apostles. In addition, on the first day of forever, God willing, we will begin fellowshipping with all the brethren who are now sleeping, like Esther Bailey, Bob and Madeline Fisk, Lou and Vivian Fercurry, Marlene Lewis, Dennis Luker, Mike Nakashima, Joel Thomas, Jerry Spitz, David Updegraff, and Carol Wallach, and all the other brethren that we love and have fellowship with for so many years. Brethren, let's conclude this message by reviewing the second takeaway of this message. The second takeaway is this: the yearly sound of the shofar reminds the elect that the glorious day of forever is approaching, and it will be a wonderful and joyful time because we will begin fellowshipping with Jesus, with many of the people in the Bible, and with all of our brethren that we have grown to love and look forward to being with forever.